take a slow, deep breath. Gently release it. Again, breathe in slowly. Now slowly breathe out. Let your shoulders soften. Let your jaw unclench. You don't have to rush into God's presence. Simply become aware that He is already here. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. Father, you see me right now. You see the thoughts I can't quiet, the fears I can't reason away, the tightness in my chest, the constant scanning for what might go wrong. You are not disappointed in me for feeling anxious. You are not frustrated by my racing mind. You are near. Your word says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and in the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So I come to you now, honestly. Lord, here are the things that feel out of control. Take a moment to name, silently before God, the specific worries weighing on you today. Father, these concerns feel heavy. Some are practical and immediate. Some are vague but persistent. Some are fears of what if. Instead of pushing them down or pretending they aren't there, I place them into your hands. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You don't just command me not to fear. You promise to be with me in it. God, would you help me notice your presence right now? Bring your attention to your breathing. As you inhale, quietly pray, "You are with me." As you exhale, pray, "I trust you." Let's do this together. Breathe in. "You are with me." Breathe out. "I trust you." Again, inhale, "You are with me." Exhale, "I trust you." Father, anxiety often makes my world feel small and urgent. It narrows my vision to worst-case scenarios. It tells me I must solve everything right now. But you are my shepherd. You are already in tomorrow. You are already in the places I'm afraid of. Psalm 94:19 says, "When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul." When my thoughts multiply, Lord, help me to remember that your comfort is greater. Lord, I surrender the illusion of control. I release the pressure to fix everything. I let go of rehearsing conversations that haven't happened and outcomes I cannot determine. Ground my heart in what is true. Father, that you are sovereign, good, kind. kind and attentive, and you are near. If there are anxious thoughts repeating in my mind, help me name them without shame. Gently notice one anxious thought that keeps resurfacing. Now imagine placing that thought into God's hands. Rest in the peace He offers you in His presence. Father, guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Stand watch over my thoughts. Slow what is racing. Steady what feels shaky. Quiet what is loud within me. Teach my body that it is safe with you. Teach my mind that it is held by you. Even if my circumstances do not immediately change, anchor me in your presence. Jesus, you are not distant from my anxiety. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are with me in tense moments, in uncertainty, in the middle of the night, and in every unknown. Your nearness, Lord, is my peace. Take one final breath in. Slowly release it. Let your heart rest in this truth. You are not alone in your anxiety. God is here. He is steady. He is holding you. Father, thank you that I don't have to overcome anxiety by my own strength. I only have to return to you. Keep teaching me to notice your nearness. Let your peace guard my heart and mind today. In Jesus' name, amen.
If today's prayer helped you slow down and connect with God, I think you'll love our First 15 podcast. It's a simple, daily way to start your day with God's Word, worship, and reflection. Just search First 15 wherever you listen and make it part of your morning rhythm.